Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 496. Visible translated text is as follows. 26 B'nai B'rith Affair, which Mr. Dot-Frank went to, and I helped him carry his packages to the car. As far as my remembering every Saturday that I have been there for 6 months previous, I have never lost a day from the factory since I have been there with the exception of my vacation. I was with Mr. Dot-Frank until 12:30 on Thanksgiving Day, when I left him at the corner of Mitchell and Alabama, where he caught a Washington Street car. I don't know what he did that afternoon. I do know that I remained at the factory every Saturday afternoon since I have been there because I have not lost a day. I paid off Friday, April 25th. I remember Helen Fugerin coming to the window and I paid her. I can tell you the names of many more that I paid off that afternoon. Witness gives names of 8 or 10 more he claims to have paid off. Mr. Dot Frank and Mr. Dot Holloway were there at the time. It is very dark underneath the chute near the Clark Woodenware Company place. We kept shellac in front of the door there. It is the door to the left. We did not have boxes piled around there after this murder occurred. If a body had been shot down there, it would have been 20 or 25 feet from that door. We go down there every day or so to get shellac. You don't have to pass by the opening under this chute. I never noticed any indication that anybody had walked around there. I saw the place in the metal department where they said there was blood. It looked like dry blood from a finger being out. It looked like Haskellene had been splashed all over the metal department. There was nothing different about that particular spot from any others, except that it was red. It looked like it had been swept over. As to those steps by the chute, I don't know what they were nailed up immediately after the murder, 3 days after I came up those steps. I don't remember whether it was before or after the insurance people made us clean up. I know I was at the factory on Saturdays and holidays after 12 o'clock. I change the clock at times if I find that it is not right. We don't run it 5 minutes ahead of time. Every time I look at it, it is on time. We do not have to regulate it often. We regulate.